Gene Principe joins us, of course, a host of Oilers broadcast on Sportsnet, and a gentleman I'm guessing last night who was sitting at home potentially twitching because Victor Faust, who Gene could have had a whole boatload of puns, made his Oilers debut, and Gene wasn't on the broadcast. Gino, how many did you have written down just waiting in agony to use for your next game?
Well, I've been using them since he first was acquired. I mean, you know, the one thing I love about this team are the names. I mean, you know, unfortunately, you know, the stretch of results over the last number of years have not been good, but just when you think you've kind of, what am I going to do with that name? And then they go and get a guy like Victor Faust. I mean, Faust, it doesn't matter. So I was disappointed. Well, you know what, at 3-0, I didn't really care what his name was because I was just happy not to be doing the game because I've unfortunately been to a lot of those and broadcast a bunch. But like anything, when you're there and they make the comeback and win, I wish at the end that I'd been there. But good for them to get the win. And I think with Victor, he's going to be around for at least another year. So we got lots of time to stretch them out. Not saying I will, but we do have the time.
Gene, I got to ask you. I've never asked this before in all the years we traveled on the road. How much of your pregame prep is pregame pun prep?
You know what? Sometimes they write themselves. You know, as Jason said, at Victor Faust, you know, I was thinking last night if I was doing the game, it either would have been something with Faust or I might have done something with Miley Cyrus, having, you know, been in the building the night before, and here's a couple new guys who are twerking for the Oilers. You know, I don't know, something along those lines. The wheels are always in motion, Robin, or I should say I'd like to try and keep them in motion. Doesn't mean they are. There are times where you just, you know, it's like a writer's block. You just, no matter how hard you try, you're not really getting anywhere. But sometimes when you least expect it, an idea comes up. And I got great guys that I work with at home on the trucks. You know, they're always very helpful. So I would be lying if I, you know, as you get towards the tail end of the season, you're kind of going, okay, only this many more to go. So a little less pressure to come up with them. And I know that a lot of people do not like them. And the few that do sort of keep me going. So until someone tells me I have to stop, I'll keep doing it to some extent.
Well, Gino, I can tell you, I remember we did a lacrosse game with you, and the throw-ups that you do upstairs to the guys, I was chuckling when I was just waiting. I was like, I want Gene to roast me. It was great because I've seen you do it to Louie and Kevin all the time. But I do chuckle at the people who sit at home at their computer and like, oh, yeah, I don't like Gene's puns. I guarantee you I can't come up with half the stuff you come up with. And, you know, that's kind of your thing. And so you shouldn't change because I think the majority of fans prefer it. That's kind of your thing. And in this business, when you separate yourself, I don't think you should change.
You know, and I will agree with you with that, not so much specifically to me, but once you have a thing, you have to keep doing it because it makes you not necessarily better. It just makes you maybe a bit different than other guys who have their own things. So I like that advice, and that should apply to everybody when it comes to, you know, their personalities and things they like to do that can make them, you know, a little bit different and feel good about what they're trying to accomplish.
Gene, how will you top the hot dog outfit?
That's a tough one. I think that one, I don't think I will be able to top that one just because it was a hot dog costume. But unfortunately, the Oilers haven't had Halloween games. Last year there were no games on Halloween, and then this year they didn't play. So I'm kind of looking forward to the next Halloween game. So either I bring out the hot dog costume again, or, you know, come up with something else.
Will you one more? Will you go next Halloween perhaps? And you've probably seen this on Twitter. You haven't responded, so maybe I don't know if you like it or not. I'm kind of hesitant here. Maybe go. Will you go as Rhea Perlman one of these times?
Oh, because of the hair. Well, I'd have to. I don't know how I could get that short, but I could try. Yeah, I know that the hair is garnering. That's the thing about, you know, a while ago with no social media or Twitter, you know, you might get a couple people might say something about your hair, but now with Twitter, it's incredible how the Rhea Perlman comparisons and just so many others. And again, lots don't care for it. A few do. So. My wife likes it. My mom likes it. So I'm going to keep it going until they don't like it anymore.
Gene Principe from Sportsnet joins us. Now, Gino, I know, of course, we're down here at the Druid, and there's a soccer game on, and it seems like there's a lot of fans from Barcelona watching. Now, I know you're a huge soccer guy, and you're pretty heavily involved in the Italian community a little bit. Talk about the, looking at this the Italian dance and dinner that's coming up that I know you're a part of. They're trying to get back up and running the championship club. Talk about it. How can people get involved?
Yeah, well, I guess just a quick history is that in many ways, guys, it sort of mirrors my professional job. Is when I was a kid growing up, the Ital Canadians were the creme de la creme of soccer, not only in this city or province, but in fact, nationally. They were a national powerhouse. Not necessarily winning all the time, but we're a strong club, and we're the kind of club that kids aspired to play on. And they won a couple of national championships in 1994 and 1997, and still continue to be strong. But over the past few years, last little while, it's become more difficult to recruit the type of players you need to win either city, provincial, or national championships. And it's just a lot more competitive, the way the world has changed. And so the club has fallen on hard times, I guess, certainly compared to what they once were, and that mirrors, the Oilers. I could have just slipped in Edmonton Oilers there, and just like the Oilers, who now will have a new building in 2016, or when the construction has begun, the Ital Canadian Soccer Club would love to one day be able to have a piece of land and build outdoor fields, an indoor field, and a clubhouse, a place that Italians and other nationalities could come and play, and then have a glass of vino or a plate of pasta or whatever the case might be, just another sort of spot for Italians to converge and others. And so Saturday, the 15th, at the Italian Cultural Center is a dinner dance to raise some money, but also just to raise some awareness of the club, what the short-term, midterm, and long-term goals are. And those 94 and 97 teams will be honored for what they were able to do. So that's a lot, but that gives you an idea of sort of what we're trying to do as the board in trying to build back the club and then further it to somewhere where once, in the next few years, hopefully we have a place that we can truly call home.
Gene, when you talk about the place that you can truly call home, is there any big picture things such as, okay, what's it going to take? How much is it going to take in a time frame that you're looking at to hope to get this done?
Well, I got to say, Robin, I've never been involved in any kind of, boards. And sometimes it's always easier on the outside to look in and go, well, how come this hasn't happened? How come that hasn't happened? I've been involved for 3 years now, and I think by now I would have thought that we would have the land and we would have plans and we'd be moving forward. That isn't the case. For whatever reasons, it's certainly not because it's a lack of effort, but it will take a piece of land that's kind of the big thing, is to get something through the city, hopefully, that either has a great deal on it or they sometimes gift land to societies that are going to use it to help the community, right? A community piece of land that may now just be, well, right now would be probably mostly a swampland, mm-hmm. But that maybe if given to the right people, and then taken from there, it can turn to a positive for the entire community. Still a few years down the road, but it's to get the land, and I hear Italians are pretty good with construction, so it shouldn't be too difficult to find the right people to build it. But it's where is it going to go, and yes, how much is it going to cost, not just the land, but then, the construction costs. I sound like Daryl Cates here.
Yeah, well, you're not asking for everything and put up nothing, though, are you, Gene?
No, I'm not. I was going to say, I thought you might make a hair joke there, because Daryl's got a good lid going, too, I might say, as well.
Do you guys have the same hairstylist right now?
Well, I think his haircut probably costs a little more than mine. I would hazard to guess.
Oh, guaranteed, I'm saying.
the dance is really an important, just to kind of have people hopefully have a good night and walk out of there going, okay, well, when I tell Canadians come to me looking for help or asking or wanting my help to say, hey, listen, can you help us with this? Then maybe they'll go, yeah, you know what? I think it is a worthy cause. And as Jason, I mean, you're the king of charity. So you know what it's like to try and get a worthy cause. And this isn't, this is a, isn't like many of the causes you do that, you know, help kids, help save lives, help kids, you know, be in comfort or adults. So I don't want to compare it to that, but you know what it's like to go out there and ask for help. People have to believe that you are doing something good and that you're the right people to do it. So that's kind of the stage that we're at.
So, Gene, how can people get involved?
Well, just let me get my... The easiest way is to, if they want to come to the dance this weekend, or let me just give you the phone number here. If you can call, and honestly, this is his name, Luigi. Luigi, you got to have an Italian name.
Geez.
We can't have you call a guy named
Ted.
Well,
we know it's legitimately the Italian center if it's Luigi's answering
Luigi,
the phone.
Yeah, and don't worry. We got some men's shoes if you don't call him. But the number to call is 780-819-9040.
819-9040. Yeah. Talk to Luigi. Now, is his brother Mario involved? What's happening?
No, there's Luigi Felice is his name. This guy probably sold about 100 or so tickets himself. So there'll be some Marios, some Tonys, some Guidos. There'll be lots of those on Saturday night.
Now, are you hosting this event?
No, you know what? As weird as this sounds, between the board members' schedules and the schedule of the hall where we're having it, this ended up being kind of the only time. And unfortunately, I'm away with the Oilers, unless I call in sick. But I think that might not work. So unfortunately, it doesn't work. Maybe that'll be a draw for people to know, hey, he's not going, so we will go. We don't have to worry about any puns.
Well, you know, I think some will be disappointed that you're not there just because a lot of people like your puns, and a lot of them are trying to up you today with puns, texting them in. Quite funny, actually. So maybe I'll send you a few of the best ones that I've received. Many say that you're the best shtick handler in the business.
Ah, that's good.
Not bad. You're going on the road now, finally, are you not? You're actually going to do a few games.
Yeah, it's been very strange. I don't remember a road trip where TSN has not only done one game, but two, and done them in succession to start a trip. So it's been kind of nice to hang out a few extra days at home. But, you know, time to get to work soon enough with some flying tomorrow, and then a game on Friday, and then one on Sunday.
Well, Gino, we appreciate it, and best of luck to you and everybody at the Italian House. It goes again this Saturday night, 819-9040. If they want to get involved, call Luigi. He'll get you tickets. He'll set you up, and be good. Any Uzo going to be going on down there? What's happening?
Oh yeah, absolutely. There'll be a lot. I mean, I'm really disappointed that I won't be there because I think it's going to be a great night.
Is your wife going, Gene? Because she's kind of the partier of the two of you. So
yeah, she is planning on going, which scares me. But we'll see how that goes.
Well, that in itself will make it more entertaining evening. There's no doubt.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I really appreciate some time to talk about the cause.
Appreciate it, Gino.
Okay, see you guys.